This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's the weekend, so let's go have brunch. So we're out having brunch at Le Noches de Figaro in downtown LA, and I've got two guests with me, Andrea Chang from the LA Times and Ken Bensinger from BuzzFeed. Hey, guys.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey there.
I'm kind of curious. How do you guys watch TV?
I still have a cable subscription. I have a big TV, a Samsung, and I still have Time Warner, and I watch most of my TV that way. I have a Roku, so I'll sometimes watch Amazon Prime Instant stuff through that as well. So I think I do a little bit of everything.
She's going for the record, folks. She's going to break the record of name brand dropped in one sentence.
No, I...
That was Can we not just go through that? That Time Warner, Samsung, Amazon, Roku, Hulu.
They own you.
Right. True. Well, this is the
She's
sign
like
of
a NASCAR
being...
team member.
No, this is the sign of being like a tech reporter who in the past, if you'd asked me a few years ago, I'd say I just watch TV.
I watch everything on DVR because I have children. So nothing live doesn't exist for me. Like everything has to be recorded and watched later. I've been thinking about the Aereo thing because my takeaway from it was, is there some kind of like fundamentally sneaky about their entire business model?
Yes.
Like from the face of it, it was like, oh, we're going to outsmart them by like, instead of just using one big antenna, like getting a crap load of antennas and pretending that changes the nature of things.
That's exactly right. I mean, it was exploiting a loophole that existed, and they thought they could get away with it with these dime-sized antennas. And by giving every single person their own antenna, they were saying, well, this is private use. It's not public.
I don't know. I read about the ruling, and I thought, God, you know, I'm not at all surprised about this. And if I've been asked to invest in a company that's fundamental design was, we're going to outsmart the law by finding a loophole, I'd feel like I was investing in Bitcoin or something. Like, things that like have a very strong glass ceiling and a very high, you know, a very wet cardboard bottom.
What's gonna happen to Dov Charney?
Right now, Dov Charney, the founder and sort of ex-CEO now of American Apparel, is fighting his recent termination. Even though he has been unanimously voted out by his own board.
You've covered him for a long time, though, yeah?
Yes, I did cover him quite a bit, and that was when American Apparel was doing very poorly and when his sexual harassment lawsuits had been filed against him. This was in 2011.
Have you talked to him lately?
Yes, I have.
What does he say?
Generally speaking, he was not ready to let go of American Apparel.
So you would
how
think...
How many naked pictures
How many times did Dov Charney...
Yeah.
Get busted for doing something dumb and inappropriate with women.
Actually, you know, the other day he was very upset because we ran a blog post online with some details of my interactions with him over the last few years. And when I talked to him on the phone afterwards, he felt like we were painting an unfair portrayal of him. And when I said, well, what about this is unfair? And he says, well, you called me an unpredictable executive. And I'm like, wait, that's your big issue? He's like, I don't like the word unpredictable. I'm like, but you realize that the rest of that story talked about you humping a chair in front of me, talked about you sending naked photos of women to me. And at that point he said, but those things are, I did. I'm not ashamed to say that I did those things. He's like, but calling me unpredictable, that's a characterization of me that I don't believe in.
Yeah, he's like, I'm predictably going to be chasing girls.
Right.
And you can count on that.
And so don't say it's unpredictable.
I want to talk about this story you did that blew my mind about the birth of soccer in the U.S.
Yeah, his name is Chuck.
His name is perfect.
Chuck Blazer?
Chuck Blazer, yeah.
Explain who Chuck Blazer is.
Chuck Blazer is a soccer dad, but he's like he for many years was probably the most powerful soccer dad in the entire world. And he's got this genius for seeing opportunity when others don't. And what he saw was that this sport is big in the rest of the world. It's going to be big in the U.S. eventually. And he, in the space of a very, very few years, went from shuttling his kid to practice to becoming one of the 24 most powerful soccer people in the world.
How do you make so much money?
By being a really fierce negotiator with himself. He, in 1990, took over this organization called, ready for it, CONCACAF. That's a beautiful...
I've learned that one over the past few weeks.
It's been a good few weeks for the CONCACAF. Yeah. They're doing really well in the World Cup. But CONCACAF is the soccer organization that runs soccer from Panama all the way through to Canada, including the U.S. and Mexico and the Caribbean. And through some political savvy, he took over this organization, essentially. And when he took over, the first thing he did is wrote a contract for himself. And the contract said, I get 10% of everything.
Like, no matter what, in perpetuity, I got this?
Including, like, hot dog sales, right?
Everything that came in the door. And so he ends up making about $22 million from soccer.
We're in the wrong line of work.
We really are. We should run. Mm-hmm. So someone was speculating the thing we should do is get into, like, what's the next sport that's big in the rest of the world that's not big here? I was thinking badminton, you know?
Yeah.
Table tennis?
Cricket? Too old?
Lacrosse?
Cricket? Why not?
Well, what I loved, I mean, I loved
lacrosse,
a lot of
lacrosse, it's way too late, sorry.
Yeah, no, I was...
The Iroquois have you.
Well, what I was going to say is, I loved your story, and not I just felt like Blazer was such a perfect character, not only with his name, Chuck Blazer, but the way he looked, and you guys did a great job of displaying all these photos of him. I loved how you said that, you know, he looks like Santa Claus, and you had this great paragraph
like
about
Jeremiah Johnson, mountain man kind of
That's
situation.
Good.
Unruly yeah. beard, yeah. yeah. But he just...
I mean, grotesque is another word that has been used. I didn't use it.
I'm not touching that, man.
But he is...
Andrea Chang and Ken Bensinger, thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thanks.